Map Champ by Linda G. Paulson, based on a true story. We believe in being honest. 13th Article of Faith. Lindy loved the map game. The whole class did. Right now, her classmate Jason was standing next to Miss Werner, their teacher. He was staring at a big world map hanging on the wall. He had won 3 rounds already.
Ashley!
Called Miss Werner. Ashley skipped up to the map, giggling.
She's going to lose,
thought Lindy.
She's not paying attention to the map.
Sure enough, almost before Miss Werner could finish saying,
"The Black Sea!"
Jason's finger poked the map right on the Black Sea. Ashley shrugged her shoulders and skipped back to her seat.
"Jason rocks!"
Matt yelled. Other kids started chanting,
"Jason! Jason! Jason!"
Soon Jason had beaten 2 more challengers. Jason was on his way to becoming the map champ. Lindy thought she knew Jason's secret to success. He never took his eyes off the map. Then Miss Werner called, "Lindy!" Lindy stood up and walked toward the front of the class. Megan gave her a high five as she passed her desk. Lindy tried to forget about everything else as she stood next to Jason and scanned the map.
"Focus,"
she told herself.
"You can do this."
Jason and Lindy both stared at the map. Out of the corner of her eye, Lindy could see Miss Werner open her mouth to say something. But just then, a bunch of kids started shouting,
"Jason! Jason! Jason!"
Jason's finger shot out and hit the map.
"I win,"
he said. Lindy's mouth fell open. What had just happened?
"I didn't hear,"
she turned to Miss Werner.
"I really didn't hear what you said."
Miss Werner looked at Lindy. Lindy looked at Miss Werner. She wondered what Miss Werner was thinking. The chanting faded. "What's going on?" someone asked. Megan spoke up.
"Lindy didn't hear. Everyone was making too much noise. It wasn't fair."
This time, Jason's mouth dropped open.
"She just said that because she doesn't want to lose,"
Matt said. Lindy's stomach felt tight and sort of queasy.
"It shouldn't matter so much,"
she thought. But it did matter. The truth mattered. Soon the whole class was quiet and waiting to hear what Miss Werner would decide.
"I have never known Lindy to lie,"
Miss Werner said firmly.
"If she says she didn't hear, then she didn't hear. We'll have a rematch."
She smiled at Lindy. The tight, queasy feeling drained away.
"It really does pay to be honest,"
she thought.
"People notice."
Lindy smiled back at Miss Werner. The class was quiet now, and she turned to the map. Jason faced the map too.
"Anything can happen,"
Lindy thought.
"We're both ready this time."
"Lisbon,"
Miss Werner said.
"There!"
Lindy quickly stabbed her finger onto the map. Jason's finger nearly poked the back of Lindy's hand. He was that close to winning again. But Lindy's finger was already there.
"You did it!"
Megan squealed.
"No way!"
Matt shouted. Jason turned to Lindy.
"You won, fair and square."
Lindy couldn't help but grin. Then she faced the map again because Miss Werner had called up the next challenger. It was time to focus. The author lives in Utah, USA.
At school, a boy and my friend got into a fight. My teacher asked what was going on, and they told her a lie. She asked me what happened. I was going to tell a lie so that my friends wouldn't get in trouble. But I had a bad feeling, so I told her the truth. After, she said I did the right thing. Caitlin T., age 9, North Carolina, USA.
End of the story, Map Champ. Read by Salem Tullis, Roseanne Peterson, Enzo Patello, Alyssa and Mia Peterson, and Margot Patello.